But by a Jewish Bezdin, I tell you, Kivun the Nofag Ledinu Lekotlo, once the Bezdin gave its Psak Din that the person is Chayiv Misa, Katlilei, for sure they're going to kill him. It's not called the Chumrei Chayim anymore. We say for sure it's going to be killed. And this the Gemara asked all the kashas backwards now. Omalei Abayis Abayis said back, the Bezdin Shayisro Nami Efshe the Chosalei Chusa. Why do you say for sure when Bezdin paskins for sure is going to be killed? Maybe Bezdin will find the schus, find the right yet for him to stay alive. So Gemara says no. Ki chazalei schusa mikame de ligmadina. When does Bezdin try and find the schus and change the psak din? Only before they gave the psak din. But bosa gmadina, once Bezdin gave the psak din already, by a Jewish psak din, sule chazalei schusa. They don't look around to try and find schusim anymore. So therefore, it's the cheskas. He's the cheskas that is for sure dead. And this the Gemara says, Lema Messiah, let me bring you proof if so. It says the Gemara Sanhedrin that Kamokam Shiyam Lushnai, many times two people get up. For Yomun, they're going to say that Midunana was his plainly, he will say this upon this person. Shenig Madina Babetin Shaplani. He had a psak din in New York that they passed Knesset his Chayiv Misa. O Plani, Plani Edev, and we were there, we know these, and these are the Edim. Here's a Reza Yehorek. Right now, the L.A. Bezdin kills this person. So you see, we don't look around for Schusim. That there it says, Dilma Bereich Shani, you can't bring me a proof. Here where the person ran away from the New York Bezdin and now came to the L.A. Bezdin, they caught him here, that's why maybe they have him killed right away. We don't look around for Schusim. But could be in a normal case, even after Bezdin gave up Sak, maybe they still look around for Schus. Toshma coming here. It says, Aloha, Shoma mi Bezdin shall you swell. If you heard from a Jewish Bezdin that they were saying, Shoyoim, they were saying, Ish Plaini Mace, this person died. Ish Plaini Nerik, this person was killed. So Aloha is Yasi was Ishtai. The wife has a right to remarry right now. She has a right to believe the Bezdin that her husband was dead or killed, is dead or killed, therefore she has a right to remarry. What about if she hears it from Mikum Natrisa and Shlodikachovim? She only hears this from the executors, the Goyesha executors. Then that Ish Plaini Mace, like this person died, Ish Plaini Nerik, this person was killed, is Al Yasiyus Ishtai. In this case, the wife cannot remarry, that she cannot trust the Goyim. Alright, the turnover. So now again, the Gemara asks the Kasha again, my Mace or my Nerik? What does it mean that he was dead or that he was killed? Elaine, if you want to tell me Mace Mamish, that they're saying Mamish, he's dead. For Nerik Mamish, they know for sure he was killed. That's what the Jewish Bezdin is saying. The same case is talking about by the Goyish, by this Goyim that they executed. If so, Amaya Yasir was Ishtoi, how come the wife cannot remarry? We hold that Kol Mesir Lefitumai Hemunen Hemnelei. Anytime the Goyim stand say over a thing through a story talk, we believe them. As long as we don't ask them for information, we're not afraid they're going to lie. Of a frat over here, by Iguna, there's always a svar, like we say, they were born and believed in Eidechot, the same as by law, with this svar, the Isha's Daiko Mitzvah. The Isha herself checks it out to make sure the husband is really dead. So if so, we should be semech on the Goyim here, Mesir Lefitumai. Sakam, it says here, she can't remarry. El Allah doesn't have to be talking about this in the case here. Mace doesn't mean he's really dead. Just means Yaitzilomis. He was being taken out to die. Or else for Nerag Yaitzilog, he was taken out to be killed. Oktani still it says, Bezdin Shay Yisrael Yasiri was Ishtai. Says that by Jewish Bezdin, she's allowed to remarry. So we see again a proof that as soon as there's a Psak Din, we say for sure he's going to be killed. So Mara says, no, maybe there's no proof here. The Yerlam could be the case here was Mace Mamish, where the Bezdin is telling us he died already. Rels Venerig Mamish, he was killed. So then the question was at the Kabosa Gabi Hod Gehovim. Amai Loi, your question was, how come by the Goyisha people, the executors, we don't believe them? V'yokai Malon, we hold. T'chol Mesir Lefetume Hemune Mehemne, that whenever they tell it over in the story talk, we believe what they're saying. Sa'atzeyahani Miluam was this said, B'mosib Le'Sheichibo. Only to something they don't have to brag about it. They don't have to gain about the story. Then we believe what they're saying. Avo benilso de shaychibo, probably something they have to do with it, that they gain on the story. They could brag about it. They could brag that they killed people. Is avdi li'arzuki shikrayu. Then we have to be afraid they must probably they're lying. Therefore the wife has no right to remarry because the goyim told her this. Because we have to be afraid, maybe these goyim just want to boast and brag that they killed a lot of people today, but maybe they really did not kill this man, her husband. Therefore, she can't remarry. Just so we don't have a proof to the second Ika the Amri. Okay, we'll stop here. We have holding Daf Chof Tes from an Aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaMevi get Eretz Yisrael. If a shliach brings a get from the husband to the wife in Eretz Yisrael, so in Eretz Yisrael you do not have to say Bifonai Nichta, Bifonai Nechtam. Now V'chola, on the road, on the way, the shliach becomes sick. So the locher is HaRezeh Mishalcha B'yadachar. He has the right to send the get B'yadachar. He can make a shliach by himself, not in front of Beis Din, because you don't have to say Bifonai Nichta. Mashenken and Chutzloris, where you do have to say before Nanichtov, we'll see that's the next Mishnah. You have to make a new Shliach in Beis Din, because first you have to say before Nanichtov. But here that the Shliach was in Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to say before Nanichtov, so you can appoint another Shliach by yourself. The Imam Aloy, let's say the husband tells the Shliach that Toili Heimeno Chefetz Ploini, when you go to give my wife the get, I also want you to take back from her a certain object, chefetz ploini. So the locher is, lo yeshachenu biyadachar. Now the shliach cannot appoint another shliach, because since he has to take back an object, the husband like only trusts this one, and not somebody else. Like the Mishnah says, the husband has a right to say, she'en ritzoinoi she'ei pikdoinu biyadachar. I don't want somebody else to be holding on to my object. I'm sending you to get it, and I do not want you to let somebody else take it. So Gemara says like this. Omar Rav Kana, Cholo Tanan. It says in the Mishnah that when could a shliach like appoint another shliach, only if he becomes sick, like he's an onus. But if he would not be an onus, if he's normally, he could do the shlichus himself, then he would not be allowed to appoint another shliach. When the husband gave this shliach the get, he has to take it, and he can't give it over to somebody else. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course, Cholo Ketoni, it says in our Mishnah Cholo, it says, maybe get Eretz Yisrael v'cholo. So what is Rav Kana teaching us, Cholo Tanan, Pshita, even without Rav Kana, I would know it. In the Mishnah it says that the shliach became sick. So Gemara says, no, now the time I would have thought to say, Hu ha'din afagav deloy cholo. Maybe the shliach has a right to appoint another shliach to give over the get, even if he did not get sick. If so, behind tiktoni cholo, why does the Mishnah say that the shliach became sick, then he has a right to appoint another one? I'll tell you, urcho demilsa katoni, that's the normal way. The normal way, like, why should a shliach give it over to somebody else? Like, if first he accepted the get from the husband, so he accepted to do the job, so usually we say, shliach, or he says, shliach usai. The shliach does what he's supposed to. How come here the shliach wants to give it over to somebody else? So most probably the normal thing is that he became sick. That's why he wants to give it over. But in the case where it does not become sick, just normally they don't give it over. But maybe if he wants to give it over, he could give it over. That's what Kana's Chiddush know, that the only time he could is if he's sick. But if he's not sick, he has no right to make another shliach. Gemara says, Hechi Domi. Now the Gemara says, Hechi Domi. What's the case talking about? Idi Omalei Hoylach. If the husband just went to the Shlich and said, Hoylach, take the get, say, if so, Afagav Deloy Cholonami, then the Locha should be not like Rav Kana. Even if the Shlich did not become sick, still he should have the right to make another Shlich, like we'll soon see. Vidi Omalei Ata Hoylach. If the husband told the Shlich, I want you to take it, he said, Loshin Ato, you. Then the locha should be that Afilu Chola Namiloi. Even if the Shliach became sick, also it should be also for him to point another Shliach. And Vivi Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that we'll soon see, he holds that Afilu Chola Namiloi. That even if the first Shliach becomes sick, still he has no right to appoint another Shliach. Titania, we learned like this. If a husband says to the Shliach, Hoylech get zel yishti, take this get to my wife. So the locher is, I raise them, mishalcha biyadachar. Like the shliach has the right to appoint another shliach. Mashmi, even if it does not become sick.
Stam, he has the right to appoint another shliach. The husband was not matpid, only he should do it. He just said, you take the get, but somebody else could also take it. If he said, atah hila get el ishti, if the husband said, a lashon of atah, you should take this get, then the law is, ha-reze lo yishachenu biyadacher. So shliach is now allowed to appoint another shliach. He himself has to take it. Since the husband said lashon of atah, you, he cannot appoint another one. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel know that ben kach, whichever lashon the husband said, whether he said atah or he didn't say the word atah, still ein hashliach ois hashliach, that the shliach has no right to appoint another shliach. So the kash is on Mavkanom, who does our Mishnah go like then? If you say only because he's sick, who does the Mishnah go like? So Gemara answers, Iboy Yisem, I'll tell you, Hoylach. That the Mishnah is talking about that the husband only said Lashon of Hoylach, take this get to my wife. Fihu Dechola, and it just means that and he got sick. Now that's what it says. Now when the Pshat and the Braisa, when the Braisa says that if the husband says, Hoylach, take the get, he has a right to send it with another person, it also only means if the shliach became sick. But if the shliach did not become sick, then even though the husband only said a lashon of hoylach, take it, he has no right to appoint another shliach. So therefore the Mishnah comes out good, even though the husband said a lashon of hoylach, it's only mutter to appoint another one if he became sick. But if the shliach is not sick, he cannot appoint another one. The boy is saying, another teretz I'll tell you is no. Atoholach. The Mishnah is talking about where he said the husband said the lashon of atoholach. He wants you to take the get. Since so, the Braisa says then that you're not allowed to appoint another shliach. But I'll tell you, v'chol shani, he can't appoint another one just like this. But in the case where he becomes sick, he's like an onus. Then he has permission to appoint another one. So that's what our Mishnah means. Davka, because he became sick. But if he would not be sick, we're talking about the case where the husband said ato, which means you. You means you and nobody else. The boy is saying another teretz I could even answer you. I'll tell you that our Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. He says no matter which way the husband says whether ato or hilach, you cannot appoint another one. I'll tell you even according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, v'chol shani, that he would agree where the first shliach becomes sick. That's different. Then the shliach has the right to appoint another one. Where he became sick, that's different. He's an honest. Like then the husband for sure wants the get to be given over, so he would let him appoint another one. Tanan, we learned like this. Says Hamei, now Mishnah says, Hamei v'get beretz Yisrael, v'chol neshliach become sick, hareizem mishalcho biyadacher. He has the right to appoint another shliach. For the Gemara Uriminu, I have a kasha. A Gemara later says, O malishnayim, to new get liishti, if the husband goes over to two people and tells them that I want you to give a get to my wife. Like the get is not written up yet. He's telling them to new get liishti, which is really like saying, go and write the get. Or else, oilishloish, or else he says to three people, kiss will get, utanu, write up a get and give it. Or he says, or the shloish tells three people, kiss will get to tenu liyishti. So the locker is harei elu yichtavu v'yitnu. It says clearly that either these two or three people, they have to like have the get written up. They have to write the get, one of them, and they have to give it over. They have to be like the yedim. And the din is inu in. Only these could do it. Avo shliach loy, but they're not allowed to appoint somebody else to do it. So the question is, why not? And now Mishnah says that you are allowed to appoint another shliach. And Eretz Mashma, only these and nobody else could do it. Mashma, even if they get sick, they're now allowed to appoint somebody else. So how come now Mishnah says, I'll call upon him when the shliach becomes sick, he's allowed to appoint another person. So the Marin says, Amr Abaya, ho some time am I, you know why over there it's different. Mishum bizoyin debal. Over there it's a big bizoyin debal. It's something embarrassing to the husband. Like Rashi explains, she'olov lichta v'saget. Really, the husband is the one that's supposed to write the get. V'yena roitza she'edu by rabim she'en yodelik l'kosvoy. And therefore, if he himself can't write the get, he's embarrassed, like when he has to tell his sofer to write it for him. So when he tells these people, I want you to write it for me, it's like a little embarrassing to him. So therefore, he only wants these people to do it, and nobody else. Therefore, here the husband is makpid, he does not want anybody else to have to get written, only these people. Therefore, they cannot tell somebody else to do it. Because here we're talking about writing up the get. But Hocha, now in Mishnah, we're talking about the get was written up already. It could be the husband wrote the get himself. Now it's only a question of giving the get over to his wife, or shliach lo'alocha. So I'll tell you over here, ba'al lo'kapet, here the smorza should not bother the husband. Why should it bother the husband? Who takes the get? My nafkamina, what's the difference if it's this person or another person? Like the husband did what he's supposed to do, he had to get written up. Just giving it over, here it doesn't bother the husband. That's why our Mishnah says that if the shliach became sick, he has a right to appoint another one. Rav Omer, Rav sounds like this. I'll tell you the Mishnah is a little bit different for a different reason. Mishum demilu ninu, o minu le mimsurin l'shliach. I mean, the Gemara over there later, Nasamech Vav, there it's talking about where he's telling these people to go and write the get. So it's only called mili. He's only telling them words. Like the get, like in our Mishnah, the get was already written up. And now the shliach is taking the get to give it over. That's a real good shlichus. When you have the get in your hand, that's a good shlichus. You could appoint another shliach. But over there, the get was not written up yet. The husband told these two or three people, go and write the get. So all these people have in their hand is only the words of the husband. That's called mili. And that's the klal, mili le mimsur le shliach. If you only have like a tzivah, a commandment to go and do something, you can't give over this commandment to somebody else. It's not in the parasha of shlichus. The Gemara says, now, my benayu, what's the difference between these two terutzim? Whether it's a svara over there, the husband's embarrassed, or it's a svara over there, since he only told them to write the get, it's only words, and words you can't give over. I'll tell you, ikubna, the difference is, shliach matana. Whether you make a shliach to have a shtar, a matana written up. You want to give somebody a present, so you tell like somebody to write me up the shtar. That's the difference. If it's a svara and bizoyin, the baal's embarrassed. So over there, there's no reason to be embarrassed. Rashi says, Shliach Matana. Shama Balabais Lebeis Eidim Kisvu Shtar Matana Leploini. But the Balabas tells to Eidim, go and write me up a shtar. See, time when they get Mishum Bizoinu, if the reason why by get it's no good to point another Shliach is because the husband's embarrassed. Hatay Rashi says, Hochalech Lemei Mahochi. Here we can't say the husband becomes embarrassed. Sherei Ein Olav Lekaisvoi. The one that's giving the present, he does not have to have the get written up. The shtar, the tenan, v'hamakabel noisin es aschar, the one that receives the present, he's the one that's supposed to pay the seifer. Hilkar, therefore, if the person that wants to give away the matana tells someone to write up the shtar, somebody else could also write up the shtar. But if the svar is in mili, that when you only have a commandment to do something, there's no object there, it's only words, so if the owner of the matana told two people to write up the shtar, he only gave them over words. He gave them over a commandment to do something. So that commandment, those words, cannot be given over to another shliach. See if this svar is that mili words cannot be given over, even by a shtar matana would also be yosa. But if the reason is because the bizoyin, the baal's embarrassed, that's only by a get and not by a shtar matana. And the Gemara says these two svaras overplukta to Rav Shmuel. It's taka machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. That Rav Oma Matona any could get. Rav holds no, a Matona is not like it. In other words, a Matona, there's no bizoy in the Baal. Because the Noisen Matona does not have to have to get written up, the Shtar. Therefore, the Shliach could appoint somebody else. Who Shmuel Oma, Shmuel says no, Matona Rei could get. That Matona has the same aloch like a get. That the Svar is Mishum Mili. If you only have a commandment, words to do, you didn't write up the get yet, you only have a tzivah, a commandment to go to write up the get, so for that you cannot give over to a shliach. So there's no difference whether it's a get, isha, or whether it's a shtar matana. In both cases, when the husband told you to go, or the owner told you to go do something, kosaman was not done yet, you cannot appoint another shliach. Because since there's only words involved, and mili lamimtsum l'shliach. That's what we pass in like Shmuel. Then the Mishnah says, if the husband tells the shliach that when you go and give the get to my wife, I also want you to take back an object. I want you to take back my watch from her. So Amar Rav Shlokhe, Rav Shlokhe said that Kan Shana Rebbe, and now Mishnah Rebbe taught us the klal that Ein Hashoyel Rishoyel Hashel. If you borrow something from your friend, you should know you're not allowed to lend it out to somebody else. The Ein Hasoyche Rishoyel Hasker. If you rent something from somebody, you're not allowed to rent it out to somebody else. So Rashi says that's Pshan Mishnah also. The Odet Tanan, that's what Mishnah says. Rashi says Lo Yeshachenu BeYadachar, you can't send it in the hands of somebody else. Lo Mishum Betul Shlicha the Gitin Nokad Lo, not because of the get. El Odet Tanan Lo Yeshachenu Lashmina Dein Asher Veshel Hashel. Like, why does our Mishnah say you cannot appoint somebody else to take this pikodon, to take this thing back from your wife? Because that's a sore. If I appointed you to hold on to it, you're not allowed to give it at the hands of somebody else. Like, whenever you're holding an object of mine, there's always this svarah, Shein ritzayne shei pikdoin biyad achar. I trust you with my things and not somebody else. So if I lend it to you or I rent it to you, I only trust you with it. And you have no right to give it out to somebody else. So Mor says, "Oh my Lord, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said back, Zu, this halacha, afilu tinoiko shel beis rabban yoydin oisa. Even the kids in cheder know this halacha." Said Rashi, "The meshilu loy, loy letzarcha cheder meshilu. If I lend you something, it's for your use and not for anybody else's." That you're not listening to the Oni, getting him angry like that. That we know in Svara Pshita. If I lend you something, it's for you and not for anybody else. Like, I don't need Rebbe to tell us. And now Mishnah, we learn this. Ela, so Rabbi Yechonah says, what is our Mishnah teaching us? Rather, our Mishnah saying a bigger Kiddush. Ela, the Mishnah means to say that Zimnin Tegita Namloi Heve. Our Mishnah means to say sometimes the husband is so makpid, it bothers him so much that even the get is not called a good get. The Naset comes out as it's as if Kimishomaloi al Tigarish Gar Shel Babayas. As if sometimes the husband tells the Shliach, I only want to give the get in a house. The Girshim Ali and gave it on the attic upstairs, and the get is no good. Or else Al Tigar Shel Bimin only gave it on the right hand. The gear should be small, you gave it to in the left hand, that it's no good. So now the Yechon is saying, our Mishnah means to say, when the husband said, I want you to take the object, so a certain time, there's so much hakpada here, that if he doesn't do the way the husband told him, even the get would not be good either. So the Gemara sounds like this. The kula yalna, everybody agrees, heicha denafka liyape, when the wife herself comes out to the shliach, and she gives to him first the chepetz, the object. For her the shakle mine gita, and then the shliach gives her a get, is kula yamalei pliga the gita gita. Meyali, everybody agrees then that the get is a good get. So Rashi said, the need to come Rav Yechonin zimna the gita namle heve, since Rav Yechonin just said sometimes the get is no good. Mashma, that most times it is good. Even though he appointed another shliach to take the subject. So to say like this, that with the shliach appointed a second shliach, and the wife goes down and gives it to her, so Rashi says, even though it's a svara, the husband does not want his object to be in somebody else's hands, but shlichus the gita lebotel. But here, the second shliach, the first one had a right to appoint him, so he's called the shliach to give over the get is still a good get, like any other shliach of a get. That we say, our Mishnah says that when he becomes sick, he has the right to appoint another shliach, because the Baal is not makpid on this. But when is the year makpid? We'll soon see. The Mora says, Ki pligi, where is the machlekes? Like, where does the Yechonin say that the husband means even to be mevato, the shliach of the get? Heichid Yomalei, when the husband tells the shliach like this, the husband told the first shliach, Shokel mi.